of a rendezvous with Gemini 7.
The date?
Sunday, December 12th. The time, 14 hours 54 GMT. Then, the final seconds of the countdown.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Now we've got to shut down.
Big puff of smoke out there on the launch pad, but as you heard, they shut down the engine.
Fuel pressure is lowering, Wally Schirra says. Apparently in safe condition.
There is nothing wrong. The launch pad is not blown, but there's no danger. It is still sitting there. The engines have shut down.
Another disappointment for Gemini 6. But once again, space scientists and workers refused to be discouraged. A minor malfunction had caused the Titan rocket engines to shut down. In less than 3 days, repairs to the rocket had been made, and on Wednesday, December 15th, at 13 hours 27 GMT, the Gemini 6 was ready to go again. Well, I think this would be a good place to call in my colleague and co-host for all of these broadcasts, Hal Banks. Hal, why don't you pick up the story from here?
Well, Bill, it would be a gross understatement, I think, to say it was a dramatic moment, but dramatic it certainly was as we waited for the second try for a liftoff of Gemini 6. I don't think we've been as tense around here since the first orbital flight of John Glenn some 3 years ago. But then, the final moments of the countdown.
The minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 4. Open up.
Engine start, and we've got a lift off.
There it goes. It's lifting off the launch pad.
Here in the studio, there was a big cheer from all of us as the Gemini 6 lifted off that pad into a near-perfect orbit on its way to a rendezvous with Gemini 7. Astronauts Schirra and Stafford immediately began their maneuvers for that meeting with Gemini 7 some 5.5 hours later. Gemini 7 was in a circular orbit some 300 kilometers above the Earth. Gemini 6, at first, was in a lower, egg-shaped orbit that enabled it to begin a catch-up with Gemini 7. Gradually, the distance between the two spacecraft got closed as Gemini 6 maneuvered ever closer to Gemini 7 until finally, the Gemini 6 spacecraft moved into the same orbit as Gemini 7. Then, more maneuvering and the actual rendezvous as Gemini 6 moved to within 6 feet or 2 meters of Gemini 7. There were more cheers here on Earth as we heard this Gemini Control announcement.
This is Gemini Control, Houston. Now, we have raised the 6 spacecraft over the range tracker. Tom Stafford found it in the calmest voice I think we've ever heard. It's sitting 120 feet apart.
Another record. For the first time in history, two manned spacecraft had made a close rendezvous in space. Much easier than the practice rendezvous he had performed back on Earth. And for another 5 hours or so, the two spacecraft flew in close formation, taking photographs of each other from every angle. Bill, Wednesday was certainly a day to remember for space achievements. The first rendezvous of manned spacecraft, and the first time we had four astronauts in the air at the same time. And don't forget, Hal, that Gemini 7 already had broken all space flight records when it passed the 8-day mark set by astronauts Cooper and Conrad back in Gemini 5. That was in August, I believe.
Well, Hal, there was some later
this long 14-day flight. I remember particularly that great musical event that came a short time before Gemini 6 began its re-entry back to Earth on Thursday. Astronaut Walter Schirra reported very seriously sighting an unidentified flying object over near the Mars.